Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right there, Jerry, you got an update for us or what?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by HomeServe Heating and Cooling of New York. Visit HomeServeNY.com, and the Yankees just keep humming along.
Here's the 2-2. Swung on and in the air to deep center. Back goes Mullins on the track at the wall. She's gone. It's a Judgian blast to right center field. Judge, who just missed one his first time up, now homers. Here comes the judge.
Yes,
and that is
Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. Did you see the woman in the stands with the Ken Stabler
Aaron Judge
jersey on getting that ball?
I did not.
Of all things, a woman wearing a Kenny Stabler jersey was the person who got that ball.
Really? Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah. You know what? I never even noticed. Good for her.
Totally bizarre.
That's a little random.
Yes, it is, especially in Baltimore, of all places. But, yeah, good for her.
That was John Sterling in Baltimore on The Fan. Aaron Judge had that double in the first inning, is what John was alluding to. And then he homered again later in the game. So 4-for-5, a double, 2 home runs, 3 RBIs. Yankees win 5-4. What a shock. Here is Judge on the Yes Network. Sure, I had a nice night, but not all about me.
It's everybody relying on each other, you know, nobody trying to do too much, you know, guys stringing along, you know, quality at bat after quality at bat, and then when you got a pitching staff like we do, it's it makes our job pretty easy.
They're playing horrendous teams right now.
Well, that's part of it, too. That is true, as they are just feasting on the Orioles like they should be.
So May 25th, and that's when they run into the Rays.
I saw Brandon Lau is out for a couple of months now.
Yeah.
That hurts them for damn sure. But yes, here was more Boone. Judge may say it's not all about him, but boy, he's been amazing.
We're off to this great start and stuff, and obviously he's completely setting the tone for us on the offensive side. So it's huge.
That was
five more games with the Baltimore Orioles in the next eight or nine days.
Yeah. So they have the 3 against the White Sox, then another 3 against the Orioles.
They were 7-6.
Yeah,
and now they're 27-9.
Just keep beating these crappy teams.
Absolutely.
That's basically what separates them from either winning the division or not. Because last year, as we've often pointed out, you know, they didn't do what they were supposed to do against the Orioles.
And the Orioles
were not. They were 9-8 against them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Here was another one from Boone talking about pitching. How about Michael King? 3 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts in relief.
He's been one of the best relievers in the league, and especially when you consider the amount of innings we've been able to get from him. You know, really impact innings.
Yeah. All right, so who's an all-star in this team right now?
Who's an all-star? Aaron Judge is an all-star.
Gerrit Cole?
He probably would be.
Cortez,
for sure.
He's got one of the lowest ERAs in the league. He may be leading the league in ERA, I think, as a starter.
Just have the entire Yankees as the AL all-star team. That's what I would do.
Series resumes tonight. Cole against Jordan Lyles. As for the Mets, they split 2 with the Cardinals. They took game 1 3-1, but then in game 2, we had a 3-3 game in the, I guess this was the top of the 9th inning, and here was Tyler O'Neill getting the lead run across.
Carlson runs the 1-0, check swing, roll it towards third, Escobar charges, gloves, juggles, throws on the run, too late, and the Cardinals take the lead. Donovan scores from third.
How is that not scored an error?
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
That's a routine. I know he's on the run. I get it. That's a major league third baseman. That's an easy out.
Mm-hmm. That's a defensive loss for the Mets.
It is.
You know, they always talk about, what was it, what's the stupid stat? Defensive wins replacement. What's the stat? I don't know.
War wins above replacement.
Yeah, but not, it's there's some defensive scatter out there. I don't know what the hell it is, but right there, they're I mean, that should not have been the winning run.
No, it shouldn't have. And he also the winning run walked. Stole second, went to third on a wild pitch. Like, all of it was a mess.
Yeah. Well, at least Escobar's hitting, right?
Gosh, well, he did hit yesterday. Awful.
Yeah, but he's been awful for the most part.
Well, in the first game he did hit, right? He had a home run.
Overall, the guy has been atrocious.
Hasn't gone well.
Yeah, it has not been good.
So 4-3 at that point. You go to the ninth inning. Mets get a couple of guys on with just one out. Canna strikes out, and then you've got one last chance with Francisco Lindor.
Now the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three, and the ball game is over.
And then you can get the sense how he wanted to say, this guy sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he didn't say that. But he struck out, and that was that. 4-3 was the final. Brendan Donovan, by the way, was the guy who scored that go-ahead run and walked to begin or to get the whole thing started in the ninth. Mets 24-14 as they fall 4-3.
This ain't going to go well if this continues for Francisco Lindor. No, his buddy Javi Baez came here last year.
As long as they keep winning, though, he'll be all right.
Yeah, because he can kind of hide within
absolutely
the wins.
Yes.
But, man, they go on an extended losing streak, and he keeps coming up in big spots and not producing. That's why you paid him all the money.
I'm well aware.
And his numbers have gone down significantly over the last 4 years.
Here was Lindor after the second game. How you feeling at the plate?
It's tough to say right now because I just struck out to finish the game. So if you would ask me the first game, it would have been a different answer. Feel good.
Oh, feel good.
Okay.
I feel great.
Whatever you say. The bad news, Brandon Nimmo left with a quad injury. So what exactly happened?
Just tried to kind of get there the best way that I could. Give it everything I had, but it feels all right now. I just got a lump on it, and we'll just take it day to day and see how it is in the morning.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, so it's right above his knee, basically, is where he hit the ball. I mean, and he tried his damnedest, but I mean, if he's out for a while, I mean, that's not a good one. He's not easily replaced.
Oh, now Marte's on the bereavement list, so when does he come back?
That's a week, isn't it? At least 3-4. I don't know what the...
I think it depends, you know, how much time he needs. Yeah. Thing.
Series continues tonight. Max Scherzer faces Jordan Hicks in game one. You had a couple of, RBI doubles from Jeff McNeil and Dom Smith. And Jake Reed gave him a couple of innings in relief for the win.
Like, who are these guys?
Huh. I mean, it happens every year.
I know, but
especially with bullpen guys.
Yeah, more for the Mets this year because of all the injuries.
Astros, Red Sox, you see something you don't see every day in Major League Baseball.
0-2. And Gurriel drives this one deep to left field. Looking up for Dugo. Kiss it goodbye. The fifth home run of the inning for the Astros. This one's a two-run shot from Gurriel. And it is 9-1 Astros. My goodness.
And that was Astros radio with the call. Astros run up winning 13-4. All five home runs in that inning off of Nathan Eovaldi, who... According to the story, he had never given up five home runs in a game, let alone one inning.
When does he go on the IL?
They scored 9 runs in that second inning, and so they wound up running right past Boston. Also, the Dodgers swept 2 from the Diamondbacks, 7-6 and 12-3. Matt Harvey suspended 60 games by MLB for providing opioids to Tyler Skaggs, who later died of an overdose in 2019. Mm. NBA playoffs, game one in Miami between the Heat and the Celtics. And listen to this sequence for Jimmy Butler.
He threw it away. Right to the hands of Jimmy. Will it be a pick six? He pump fakes twice, 3 times. Puts it up over top of both Tatum and Brown for 2.
Jimmy Butler leading all players in the postseason in steals. Gets a rip there. Back-to-back rips by Butler.
Up and down for 2 more. Jimmy gets steals and buckets.
Heat radio with the call. Butler had 41.
Oh,
pretty good night for him. 17 of 18 from the free throw line. The Heat beat the Celtics 118-107, outscored them 39-14 in the third. Here's Butler. I just play.
I don't care if it's a big stage or a little stage or who's watching. I do what I do for my family, for my people, for my organization, and for my teammates. That's it.
I like it, man. Yeah. 17 of 18 for free throws. Now, let's face it, the Celtics did not have Smart or Al Horford.
Yeah, either
so
one.
So Horford came down. He's on the COVID protocol list. I don't, you know, hopefully he'll be back before too long, but hopefully Smart will be back because they're going to need him. I mean, look, yeah, this I mean, Miami just, team.
You get these two teams that they're defensive teams and have such great seasons, and then you want to see them both healthy at this during this series. Because, right. I mean, you know, missing two players like that, as we saw the Celtics against the Nets, how critical those two players are in Al Horford and Marcus Smart. I mean, it's just they got no shot if those guys are out.
I guess a number of the support personnel of the Celtics have come down with COVID. So they're probably just worrying about, you know, the next guy that's going to come down with it.
Tonight, game one for the Warriors and the Mavericks. The Magic won the draft lottery. The Knicks did not move. They will pick 11th. Kevin Durant, a guest with David Letterman on his Netflix series, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. This was not done in L.A., but it looked like it was from Durant's condo in Brooklyn. He was asked about his involvement in the weed business, as his corporation has gotten involved in there, and asked in this case about the misunderstanding around marijuana use.
Explain what it does that people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up question.
So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
Man.
Man, I'll tell you what.
I think I just heard Gallo go, yeah, me too.
I'll say
he was Nets. Serious, right?
I mean, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I think he was serious, yeah.
Net absolutely. Culture, come get some.
I love it. Smoke away, boys.
Yes.
Smoke away.
Be high right now.
High right now.
Hey, listen, you got to
get high. That's what you want to hear is, I'm why you should be high because you're watching the other teams playing the championship.
I'm actually high right now.
Listen, you got to be high.
I mean, I like the guy, but, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat, man. I mean,
it's legal.
I know.
Smoke away.
He's not bothering me any. Doesn't impact my life. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Rangers in Carolina. Hopefully some of those guys are high right now. Game one against the Hurricanes tonight. And the Lightning are riding high.
I'm just hearing Gerard Gallant. we were smoking prior to the game. We would be high right now.
Come on.
Tremendous. The Lightning, you would say, are riding high.
Yes.
They wound up beating the Panthers.
Boudreaux. Looking things over.
Yeah. Shoots! Score! Suchy shoots. A short side goal. It's 3-1 Lightning with 4:06 left in the third.
Your boy Dave Mishkin, the call. That was the Kucherov power play goal, if you didn't hear him say that. couldn't tell. Corey Perry scored as well on the power play, 4-1. The finalist.
Too many rebounds by the Bob Bobrovsky for the Panthers, the goalie for the Panthers. Just kept giving up rebound after rebound after rebound. Ultimately came back and got him.
Avalanche over the Blues in overtime, 3-2. Josh Manson, the game winner there. The Mitch Marner story, he was held up at gunpoint and carjacked as the suspects took his black Range Rover. This was at 7:45 Monday night.
Yeah, so he I don't know if you remember what I was saying yesterday. He and his girlfriend were coming out of the movies. The car had obviously been scoped out in the parking lot, and these three deranged individuals were waiting for he and his girlfriend. They got in the car. His girlfriend, Steph, got ripped out of the car by one of them, and he just said, take it.
Terrible.
So he said, take it, go, and he did the right thing, and it's they're obviously shooken up over the whole thing, but I'm telling you, one of these days, somebody in one of these cars is going to have a gun themselves. And the whole thing's going to become a mess. Because these cars are now like target number one of car thieves.
The Range Rovers.
And it's both north of the border and south of the border. You know, I don't know about down in Mexico, what's going on, but here and up in Canada, for sure.
All right, just a couple quickies here. Last week, during a pretrial deposition, Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson testified that a massage given by Ashley Solis ended with her crying. Watson claimed he didn't know why she had cried. Solis claims that Watson intentionally touched her with his thingy during the massage, prompting the reaction. Apparently, he apologized via text as well, not understanding why she was upset. And you have the XFL announcing a multi-year deal with ESPN, ABC, and FX, where all of their games will be broadcast starting next year.
And the most important part of that story with the XFL is they're starting right after
February
the Super
18th,
Bowl.
Which is what the USFL should have done this year.
Exactly. When we're sitting there fiending for football and we want something, there'll be something that next week where nothing is going on in sports. I think it's perfect.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.